What's up, everybody? This is Edgar Martin from the Q&E Podcast, just bringing you this message that today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. It could be sports, entertainment, or anything else that you feel people might want to listen to. Once again, that's podgo.co, P-O-D-G-O.co, Podgo.
You are now listening to the Q&E Podcast.
Is this what you want? Huh? Is this what you want? Well, come and get it, goddammit!
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Q&E Podcast, and you're here with your boy Q Higgs right now. And I got Edgar on the other line. Edgar, tell the people what's good.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Q&E Podcast. Today, we are reviewing Raising Kanan, Episode 8. This episode was titled The Cost of Business, and we see a lot of people had to pay their dues in this episode, man. We see the ending with Lou. Don't know if this the episode where Lou died, or he might, they're kind of trying to get an impression that he did. He might die next episode. We finally finna start seeing more bodies drop, man. Nicole dropped last episode, and the domino is about to fall, bro. So a lot to look forward to in these final two episodes. I loved episode 8. What you thought about it?
And I'm trying to figure out how fast we're going to move with this storyline, because like we talked about last week, and somebody had brought it up, they had said that Ghost is younger than Kanan. So Kanan is only 15 right now. So Ghost is like three, four years younger than him. So they was like, I don't think Ghost was running in the streets yet. So I don't think season two will be about Ghost and Kanan. And also the the showrunner also said that they will not be in season two. They might be in future seasons, but they won't be in season two. So I want to know how fast we're going to move with the storyline. Are we going to get to a point where it's like Rock them going to kill Neek, or are we going to drag that into season two? Because if you kill my brother, like, you know, it's a war right now. Like, a bloodbath is going to happen. So is Neek going to make it to season two? Or are we going to get a different villain in season two? Or are we going to continue to drag this out? I just want to know how fast we're moving with it right now. Because blood has to be shed if you kill or even shot at my brother.
I don't think Neek is going to make it to season two, because we never seen what happened when Lou took Neek's jacket in this episode. And that's why I was wondering what was happening before. Like, I seen it leading up to them, you know, shooting his house up. But I'm like, we never seen what he did with his jacket. So is like, I don't feel like Lou can die.
What did that mean? Like, what did that even mean? Like, I didn't know what he was doing.
I don't know. I thought they were gonna do something with him. I was like, y'all go kill him before we find out what the fuck he got to do.
You just take a nigga jacket? That was random as fuck. I didn't even understand why he did that. I was like, you just take a nigga jacket?
Okay. I feel like he got some kind of plan that he was doing with something, because they wouldn't make that as noticeable of a scene as it was.
Did he put a mic in there? Did he put a mic in there so he can listen to their conversations? A tracker, maybe, so you know where he's at all times. Does he have that technology?
He didn't leave it. He completely took it. He didn't leave it. Now, if he took it out, did something, and then put it back in, then that would have made sense. But he took the jacket, and we didn't see anything after that.
Man, yeah, I didn't understand that scene at all, bro. I thought he was gonna mess with his car or something to let Neek know that he was there. But he just took the jacket and dipped. It was just like, okay, like, what are we getting from that? So maybe it was something that was just off screen. Maybe he put the jacket back in. Maybe he put some technology in there, because that would be the only thing that made sense to me about that situation. If not, I don't know what was going down. Like, because just taking a nigga jacket ain't doing shit for him. Yeah. Even though the jacket was cool, it was custom made, it was still like, okay, what are we getting?
I'm like, is he taking it just for like a personal trophy? Like, I took my ops, you know, custom made shit. Like, that's lame if that's what all that was.
Yeah. And I feel like if Neek knew it was him who stole his jacket, like, that nigga probably would have went in the house and killed him personally. Like, that would have been even more like motivation to kill you myself. But I had my men do it for me. So it was like, I still didn't understand it. I just didn't understand it. So y'all let us know in the comments what y'all think.
But yeah, that was the biggest thing. We don't really know if Lou is dead right now, or he might be dead next episode. We don't know what's going to happen with that. But that was the biggest thing. The next biggest thing,
I don't think he dead, though, bro. I don't think he dead, bro. I think they fucking with us, bro. He not dead.
I don't think he dead either. Because
they was like, smiling in the previews. They was smiling in the previews. They wouldn't have been smiling if my nigga Lou was dead. He in the hospital laid up, though.
there was too many questions to be left answered. Plus, he just did what he did. I was just about to go into this one. He just did what he did with the music shit with Crown and everything. So
this is my favorite shit right here.
I about to say, I'm glad Lou finally stood up for himself. So if y'all was watching this episode, we got to see Lou finally step the crown and let it be known, I'm the one in charge. I've been paying everything, but I ain't finna take the whole company. You know, I brought my attorney in here. What we finna do is we finna sign an agreement that shows I have a 50-50% partnership with you, and I get 50% of all the funds. And Crown was looking
pissed at first. He was being generous
with
that shit. He shouldn't even be real generous. Yeah, exactly. He shouldn't even do 50-50. That should have been like, damn, that's 70-30, my nigga. You just doing this music shit. I'm literally paying the bills and paying the people who's helping you with the music. So it's like, I'm honestly should be in control of this, but you should be happy I made you a 50-50. But the thing about the music which made me happy is we found out where old girl stood, his girl that he's messing with. Mm-hmm. We found out that she's more about famous getting put on than she's about Lou actually getting further with this music shit. Because we see that he becomes a partner with Crown, and that's still not enough for her. Like, she wants to just continue to put Famous on and just like, hey, like, I'm making strides, but you still keep telling me about your brother and shit. Like, hey, chill out with all that bullshit. Like, I really don't give a fuck about that nigga, truly. Because you see what he did with that nigga tape? You see what he did with that nigga tape at the end? He had pulled out Famous. He was like, fuck no, I'm not playing this shit. He had put in the Osley Brothers. I was like, bro, this nigga do not fuck with Famous like that.
And it's the fact of, I understand her point of view. It's like, hey, that's your brother. Like, you just trying to help. You trying to do whatever you need to do to put your brother on. So I understand that. But like Lou said, it's like, damn, it's like, you supposed to be my girl or whatever. And it's like, you not even really congratulating
you're not for me.
Yeah, you ain't congratulating me. You ain't really supporting me. You telling me to do certain shit, which I appreciate. You putting me on game to like really do shit for myself. But you're not even congratulating me. You're not supporting me genuinely. Like, you like, okay, yeah, cool. You did that. All right, now let's talk about my brother. It's like, damn, like, what the fuck? Let me ask in this success real quick.
You heard what she said, bro, because she had ended up saying that she was really the one who put Famous on. It really wasn't Crown who ended up getting Famous in the door with the music showcase that we seen a couple of episodes ago. She was like, it's all me, but we still got to get away from Crown. I want you to head this operation with Famous. I want to, you know what I'm saying, get it started with you. But it's Lou not really on it for that shit. Like, that you can handle that shit. Like, you can keep doing music with your brother, but I'm not going to make that shit a main priority in the mission that I got going with the music. If anything, I'm going to put Juke on this shit, and we're going to start running with Juke. But I can care less about this nigga Famous, dog, honestly. Because Famous about to die in the episode, bro. Let's keep it a bean. Famous about to die in this episode. Because we know this song is going to blow in the next two episodes. This song is going to blow. Nick is going to shoot this nigga.
I don't know, bro.
I
don't know.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
If Famous was going to die, he should have died by now. Because if they do it now, it's like the song been out for, in their timeline, the song been out for however many
weeks. But the song ain't really been out. It's just been heard at that showcase and it went over a lot of people's heads. But when it actually gets played on the radio and becomes a hit, that's when niggas like Neek actually going to hear it and like, oh, you disrespecting one of my men that y'all killed. Like, oh, I got to go at your head. Whoever made this track, I got to go at y'all head. And that's when he going to go after Famous. So it's not a hit yet because we heard what old girl said. She was like, yeah, I don't want him to be a one-hit wonder. And Lou was like, are you really a one-hit wonder with no hit? So it's not a hit yet. So we have to see it become a hit.
I don't know, bro. I ain't going to say you wrong, but I feel like if he was to die, he should have died already. Like, because now in these last two episodes, I'm really only focused about like the main plot. So whether Famous dies or not, it don't matter to me now, because it's like, if y'all was gonna kill this nigga, it should have been like literally right at the showcase or after the showcase. But now I don't care anymore. So if he dies, he dies. If he doesn't,
and that was,
like, I'm not really missing nothing.
And that one scene felt like he was gonna get killed when he was in the bathroom with old girl getting head. I was like, that felt like the perfect scene for that nigga to get knocked off, but he just ended up having sex with her. I was like, that was the scene where you honestly could have killed that nigga for saying what he said about Buck 20. But let's move forward to this D Wiz point, because oh boy, if Rock surprised the fuck out of me. I did not know she was gonna come straight out and tell this nigga Kanan, like, I killed your mans like that. I had to kill your mans because they was going to kill you if I didn't, but I had to kill your man straight up. Me and you both assumed that it was going to be Juke to tell him about D-Wiz, because she seen that D-Wiz got in the car with Lou, but it was his mom telling that nigga straight up. I was like, that shit shocked the fuck out of me.
Yep. I don't know if I feel like he's still going to talk to Juke about it, and she's still going to let him know that information just because of the way he stormed off from Rock after they had that conversation. So I feel like now he's going to be on some, man, fuck everybody, I'm finna do my own thing type of shit. I feel like that's what Kanan finna be on now. And with that attitude, he's going to go to Juke and let her know what Rock told him. And then that's when Juke is going to be like, well, I did see Lou pick D-Wiz up that night that he died or whatever. So I feel like Kanan, he's going to get in a mind state of fuck everybody, especially when Juke tell him that. Because he's going to be like, damn, why you ain't say shit sooner? I would have put two and two together by now.
And this shit kind of fucks up the other point with Kanan, which is the Howard point. I was so fucking proud of Howard this episode for putting his foot down with Rock exactly. And saying, no, hell no, fuck all that shit, nigga. You need to tell my son what's good right now. I'm like, I had to exactly. clap it up for my man. I was like, you talking that real shit. Exactly. And I fuck with that nigga Omar Epps in that scene, bro. But it kind of fucks up the Howard and Kanan connection because are you really going to want to hear what your mom talking about after she just told you that she killed one of your men? Like, are you really going to try to pile that on top of it? Like, yeah, this nigga here is your daddy and he want to talk to you about some shit. Like, that's kind of awkward right there.
Oh, and not only that, not only is this guy your daddy, the dude who supposedly was supposed to be your daddy is gay? Bro, that threw me. That threw me, bro. When she said DEFCON was gay, I was just his cover. I was like, whoa. I was like,
that was crazy.
We can't blow past that, bro.
That was crazy as fuck.
She looked Howard dead in his face. She was like, he was still 10 times the nigga you'll ever be. I was like, damn. I was like, whoa.
That's crazy as fuck.
Hey, I felt real disrespectful, though. I felt real disrespected because she was like, he was left-handed. I'm like, is left-handed a term for gay? I feel so disrespected by that.
That's what they used to say, bro. That's what you said, that man. You left handed. Yeah, that's why they got the. That's why the myth is still around. If you got an earring in your left ear, hey, that nigga, he suspect.
Well, I'm glad the left hand shit did. I'm definitely left handed. I felt so good. I had to pause the show. I was like, left handed.
Nigga had to question himself. That shit was crazy. That shit threw me for a loop, my nigga. Because you would think niggas so hard in that game, like, they can't be gay. But to find out that she was really just like a quote-unquote beard for this nigga was crazy as hell. Never would have thought that. But we found out that she was really only 16 when she was fucking with DEFCON in the first place. And that's when Howard was fucking with her, too. So it's like, she was high-key underage, but we still fucking with you. And he was a cop at this point, too. So that was kind of awkward at that point, too, because it's like, you knew I was in high school. I used to carry a book around, but you didn't give a fuck. You still impregnated me.
Because she tried to combat what he was saying by saying, like, you really going to do that to your son? Like, letting the streets know that his daddy is a cop? Like, you really don't care about your son if that's the case? And he was like, no, don't worry. I can take care of that. People can know he the son of a cop because that wasn't his choice. It ain't his choice who his daddy is or whatever, but you... If they find out you've been fucking a cop, like, oh, yeah, it's over for you. And you're supposed to be one of the kingpins in the city? Yeah, it's over for you, my nigga. So you either or I'm going to tell my son.
And one more thing about that shit, bro. Lil Rob or whoever the fuck that nigga was ain't shit, my nigga. He literally snitched. And they really ain't even had to press him like that. It was like, yeah, nigga, who made the bad crack? Oh, yeah, it was Kanan Stark. Nigga. I'm like, goddamn, nigga. You ain't even get sent to jail. They ain't sit you down or nothing. Like, damn, my nigga. You just give my man up like that.
They ain't even get in the car.
That nigga was like, no, it was Kanan. It was that nigga from the South Side. Like, goddamn, nigga. That shit was wild, my nigga. I was like, this nigga really ain't shit, my nigga. Marv got to knock that nigga off anyway just for snitching on my man. Like, come on, bro. You just give my nigga up. Because we seen that he had beef hat last episode. Like, he ain't like that nigga, but it was just like, snitching on him that easy was just like, damn, bro. That's crazy. That's foul what you did. That's real foul.
Speaking of Marv, we can go and transition to him now. I didn't know he was a junkie, bro. Like, when Rock let it all out, when she was telling Kanan, like, she was just tired of his bullshit, she let it all out. She was like, you want to know the real reason why we don't never trust your uncle with shit? Why your uncle don't never be in charge of shit? This nigga used to be a junkie, and he caught jail time and did that bid. That's what your uncle did that bid for. Don't let him lie to you and say no other shit. This nigga used to be a junkie, and we felt bad, and we had to clean him and put him back on the team. So that's why we don't fuck with this nigga. The nigga that you just feel so confided in to just do these outside plans with, you really need to know who you work with. I feel like that's so important to Kanan, because even though I didn't see the original power, like you said, Kanan was always like 10 steps ahead in the original power, because as a kid, we see he don't even really try to get info on who he working with for real. You just like, oh, you fam, so I'll work with you. And it's like, you don't even know the shit about your family, so how can we trust you to learn shit about your ops, you know? So that was
and Marv
crazy.
Don't even know what's going on for real. This nigga just riding around with his hair cut off for real. And it's just like, this nigga don't even know what's going on, bro. That's why I really wasn't that upset when Rock ended up cutting him off for doing that dumb shit. I was like, it was about that time. But we see that he's probably going to get back on with Rock after the situation with Lou. That's going to bring the family back together. But I wasn't mad, bro. I'm just like, he fucks up way too much. You going to stick with Kanan because he your son? Like, you can't cut that nigga off. You always want to keep that relationship. But Marv, you keep on enabling this nigga Kanan in a lot of the shit that he does. And you keep on telling this nigga which way to go about certain shit. And it's just like, nah, I'm going to just kick you out, my nigga. And this is just going to be me and Lou. So you can just be outside of the family, my nigga. Like, because you just doing too much shit along with this nigga. Like, who running you shit for real? Kanan or you? I don't know.
And he ain't even got the apartment ready yet. I was really expecting the apartment to be ready by now, bro.
That apartment been ready for the whole. That shit been getting fixed for the whole season at this point. That shit been getting fixed this whole season.
They ain't even showed a little drop thing like they was supposed to show.
Bro, because we get to this Joaquin scene later in the episode. What is Rock talking about with this revolution shit? Because I was high-key questioning shit along with Joaquin, because I'm just like, is she talking about moving people into the apartments? Like, that's going to be, like, the trap house? Is that the revolution she's talking about instead of the corners using the apartments?
You talking about the preview for next episode?
No, in this episode, Joaquin had ended up saying, like, what do you mean by the revolution? Like, you keep saying you're going to revolution. Yeah, you're going to change the game. What do you mean by changing the game?
I was questioning that because she said that in the preview for next episode too. She was like, "It's time for a revolution." So, good question, because he did keep asking her like, "I need to know what this new plan is. How you finna change the game and all that." So,
yeah.
Other than apartments, I really don't know what she's talking about.
I didn't know what the fuck she was talking. That's why I was like, other than the apartments, maybe she just gonna use that. Like, I don't think we're like trapped. Like, just like think of New Jack City, bro. You remember New Jack City? Like, them niggas had, like, the entire apartment was just, like, infested with crackheads. Like, are they going to have some shit like that where you always have your customers that close to you where it's like, man, it's a consistent flow of money and they're right here. We don't have to go to the corners. We're inside this apartment, inside of confined space. We're not outside. Like, is that what she mean by changing the game? This is 1991, so I don't know if that was around at that point.
The only problem I see with that is, isn't that kind of the equivalent of, you know, don't trap out your own shit? Like, that, I feel like that's kind of the same.
That's not their shit, though. Nobody lived there.
That's true, but, okay, I see what you're saying. Ain't nobody living there, even though they'll probably always have workers there. Ain't nobody, like, living there for real. So, I get what you're saying.
And that's why I'm like, because other than that, I don't know what she's talking about changing the game. We're going to have to see next episode, because when that nigga was asking her, bro, I was just like, yeah, I don't know what she's talking about. Because he was right. He was right in what he was asking. He was like, your business is going downhill. Like, you want me to supply you, but your corner's not even there. You're not showing me any good track record. Like, why do you want me to supply you? Yeah, you killed Gabriel from Julia, but that's not enough.
And I see you talking to the lead police detective in your district. Yeah, you got to give me
what she gonna, do with that, though, bro? What's she gonna do with that? She gonna like tell Howard to like, yeah, like act like you up on my team or some shit. You think that's gonna happen?
She Howard finna die anyway, so she has no choice but to kind of offer him. We only got two episodes left. This man ain't getting that bone marrow transplant, so he's gonna have to agree to a plan like that anyway, just so he can get that father son situation that he's trying to get with Kanan. I feel like they're gonna come up with a deal like that.
And what else did I want to talk about? So we got Juke got arrested. That was a big thing about this episode too. We see that Juke. We got the funeral with white girl Nick. We said it last episode. The family was gonna despise us. She was going to get the blame for killing Nick because they found the crack with the blue top. How do you feel about her process moving forward? What do you think she will fall into? I think in the preview, I seen her talking to the deputy. Where do you think she goes from here?
I don't know if it was Howard or the deputy that got her out of that situation. Because remember, she was in the police car and they were they were about to take her to whatever station, and they had to pull over and let her out. And they was like, "Looks like you got friends in high places." And they and he was like, "We got a message to say to let you go." Was that Howard that did that, or was that the deputy? I'm not really sure. I thought it was the deputy. I don't know if she ever got her real name or not, though. I think all she knows her as is Jukebox. But Howard might know her real name for real because he knows the family. Because if it was the deputy...
Jukebox, though. I don't think he knows Jukebox, though.
He would have to. He know Marv and Lou, so I'm pretty sure he would know...
But they was around back when he was kicking it with his their sister. Jukebox wasn't around. Like, he wouldn't know her name.
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. That's probably my point, though, because the point I'm finna make is... I feel like it was the deputy that got her off, even though I don't know how she would get her real name. Because like two episodes ago, remember, she told her, if you need to talk to me about anything, you can talk to me.
For sure.
And then we see in the preview for episode 9, she's talking to her and she's giving her a warning. Like, look, y'all, all of y'all at the police station better be ready because it's about to be war. So I'm like, maybe it was her that got her out of that police situation.
Oh, it was definitely her. That's who I assumed it was anyway, because I just thought about that scene. I knew something with her and the deputy was going to pop off, especially when I knew White Girl Nick was going to get killed. We talked about it before. I think she's going to be the reason why Juke becomes a cop down the line. I thought it was going to be Howard, but it's definitely going to be this deputy. The deputy is getting all the information from Juke, too. The deputy going to know about the war that's going down. Deputy going to try to stop all that shit. I don't know if Howard going to try to stop it, because that nigga going to be worried about Kanan and getting that bone marrow. That nigga not even going to give a fuck.
Howard too involved now. He can't really stop shit. He too involved.
High key. And that's why, like, the deputy isn't wrong in what she's saying. She was like, man, you always going on these solo missions without me. It's like, is high key going to be a good thing, because this nigga is too wrapped up between both games, too. Like, You fuck with Neek and you fuck with Rock, but you need Rock more than you need Neek at this point. So it's like,
right,
you have to side with Rock at this point, because you need this bone marrow. You got to choose life over whatever the fuck going on in these streets. He going to choose the life for Kanan. So it's like...
And this is why... This is another reason why I think Neek ain't going to make it to season 2, because now you got Howard siding with Rock. So it's like, you're not going to have the police on your side. Well, they were never on his side, but they kind of left him alone. You're not going to have the police leaving you alone anymore, and you're going to have Rock people on your head. So is Neek going to make it even past? Well, yeah, would I even say he'll make it past next episode? And we just have
episode 10. Next.
Like, we could you just know have episode 10 without him in it. What?
It would be fire if, to wrap up this season, we get Kanan killing this nigga Neek. That would be fire, my nigga. Going into season 2, you killing the big boss? That would be fire, bro. That would be fire. I hope that's going to be the last season.
Huh? Wouldn't that also be the first time they like actually meet? Because they haven't met at all in this whole show.
They haven't, but it's a war, though. So it's like, shit, you trying to kill my people, nigga. I'm trying to kill you, too. So it's like, something has to give.
I don't know if it'll have, like, if it'll give me that feeling of, oh, shit, like, this is really about to happen. Because it's like, if they had talked, like, one or two times, or they had crossed paths one or two times throughout this show, it'll be, like, more of a build-up. Like, with Franklin and Manboy, it was like, that shit was building up and festering the entire time. So when he actually offed his ass, it was like, damn, this shit finally happened. But with Kanan and Neek, it's like, y'all have never actually spoken over the phone in person. There's been no connect. Y'all just keep throwing each other names out there when shit go left. So I don't know if
it has to be a powerful. It has to be a powerful kill, though. And that's what I would say about Neek. Like, you just can't have, like, even Marv. If Marv kills Neek, that's not enough for me. If Lou kills Neek, like, I feel like Lou for these next two episodes is going to be laid up in the hospital anyway. So he's not going to be able to kill him. So it has to be Kanan high key, because you don't have enough people. All you got is Scrap is laid up, Lou laid up. All you got is Neek. All you got is Rock, Marv, and Kanan. Like, that's it. I don't know who else your squad is. We see that one goofy nigga who was with her in the scene with Joaquin or whatever, but that nigga was like, when all the guns were pulled out, nigga was looking goofy as hell, not ready for shit. So I'm like, I don't even know if I like this nigga for real. So I don't know what's going to go down with that situation. Like, if unless it's going to be Rock that kills him, it's not going to be anybody better than Kanan.
It could be, they could do some family type shit and have like all three. Let's just say Lou is cut out of the equation for whatever reason. it could be a situation where you got Kane and Marv and Rock all, you know, killing Neek and like some family affair type shit. It could be something like that, but I feel like that'll be too moody for them. I feel like it would have to be one person actually.
That's what I'm saying. I would be okay with it being Rock. I would be okay with it being Rock. Because like you said, it isn't a lot of history there with her and I'm not with her, but with him and Kane. It's not a lot of history there. Mm-hmm. But with Rock and Neek, it's history there. Like, nigga, you going at my people and you went at my brother too? Like, nigga, you really and then you tried to flip my brother too? Oh, my nigga, I want to kill your ass so bad right now. So, yeah, you got to die at the hands of me. I'm the only person that can kill you. Like, yeah, I will fuck with that. I will fuck with that.
And I got a big point right here I want to address. We never found out who is the head dude at this club that
I want to bring that up.
But now we find out she a op? She a whole, like, undercover? Got a wire? Like, I was so confused by this. Hey, and I like how Symphony peeped that. So I wonder what Symphony gonna do with this information. So
she finna get knocked off soon. She finna get knocked off soon. But these are the kills I don't really like. Because I do think she gonna get knocked off somehow. But we don't give a fuck about her. Like, we seen her in a few episodes, but we're not attached. We're not attached to her at all. So y'all gonna knock her off and it's just gonna be like, okay, moving on. Like, we didn't give up on that bitch. No way. Like, we didn't give up on that bitch. Like, Nicole was different. Like, we seen her being close to Juke. So it was like a lot of fans were mad. But if you kill Linda, it's like nobody gives a fuck. But I think that's when we're going to see this other being, not this other being, but this other person that was talked about in episode one, because we see that Linda is working with the cops now. And she has to have been mixed up with some type of trouble involving him. Maybe he's in jail. That's probably why we haven't seen him. And she was like the next person in line to get in trouble. Like, we know you're connected to him. So we got some counts and charges on you too. So unless you want to go to jail, you better give us something else, something bigger than you. And she tried to point them toward Marv. Marv wasn't giving up anything, but I think it has something to do with the person that was mentioned. And maybe he gets out in season two and we finally meet him, but I think he's going to be mentioned at some point next episode.
And I don't know how killing her is going to affect anything, because if we still never get the dude, like you said, it'll be a pointless kill. Like, it's no, there's no substance from that. So I really don't know what they're going to do with that. And like I said, with Symphony, is he going to go straight to Rock? Is he going to find any way to handle this himself? Like, I don't know what Symphony going to do in this situation.
Symphony ain't that guy. Symphony ain't that guy. Go tell your woman what's good and get that shit all straightened out. Hey, nigga, what the hell? We don't know Symphony to be that type of nigga anyway. Like, and we don't want him to be like, he that nigga that's on the side of Rock, and that's cool. Like, I fuck with Symphony heavy, but you that teacher nigga. Just continue to be that teacher nigga. Like, you ain't a thug for real, my boy. Bro, who was that nigga in Power Book 2 who was killing niggas, bro? Oh, Jabari, bro. You remember Jabari was out there in Power Book 2, bro? Oh, my God. That nigga thought he was a thug and shit following Tariq around. He gonna give me those type of vibes. He gonna give me those type of vibes.
I was trusting white boy over him. It was like, come on, bro. Come on,
bro. He gonna give me Jabari type vibes. If he do that shit, if he try to halt down Linda, try to, you know, confront her or whatever, like, nah, you gonna give me Jabari vibes. Like, just tell your woman what's good. And so she can just be out of the equation, or we can get some more information.
For real. And what do you think going to happen with the Davina situation? You think Kanan going to try and find her? Man. We seen she was taken by Child Protective Services, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. And is she ever going to find out the truth?
I don't, like, where is she? I feel like I would have more of a prediction if I knew where she was, but we just know that she's with Child Protective Services, so I don't know where she's at this point.
Yeah, Child Protective Services picked her up, so she with DCF right now until she get put in a foster home, I guess. Her and her little sister, and that's assuming they stay together and don't separate them. So I don't know if Kanan gonna find. I feel like Kanan gonna try to find her, and then when he finds her, I feel like the situation is gonna open itself up, and he gonna tell her the truth. Especially now that he finds out about his partner dying. So,
yeah, and I wonder if that's gonna be something that gets pushed toward like the back end of episode 10 or maybe season 2, because I feel like it's too much going on in the city regarding your family to be like trying to chase down like Davina and what she doing. Like, it's a lot of commotion right now, bro. Like, your Uncle Lou just got put in the hospital. Like, you're going to be ready to do some shit, and it's not going to be involving Davina. You know what I'm saying? You and your mom might not be on the best of terms. And that scene was crazy. I want to talk about that scene because Patina Miller showed her ass in that. When she slapped that nigga, I was like, oh, shit. She finally put her fucking foot down, dog. And this is what I was talking about. When he killed, he had his first kill. She did not get mad enough with that nigga, bro. She talked to that nigga like he just got in trouble at school. Really snap on this nigga like you're fucking shit up and you're fucking up too many times, bro. She had to put her her foot down. And when she slapped the nigga, I was like, yeah, take this shit over. It's your show. Take this shit over. So I fuck with that shit, bro. She showed her ass in that scene and I fuck with it heavy.
She did. I liked it because, like you said, she finally put her foot down. And the truth hurts, but sometimes that's the only weapon you can use. Like, when you notice, like, me beating around the bush, me just trying to give you the normal cliche lessons every time I scold you or lecture you or whatever, it's clearly not working. Because she asked him. She was like, Kanan, answer this question. Are you really not hearing me, or are you hearing me and you just don't give a fuck? Like, please answer that question, because I really think it's the other option right now. You hear what I'm saying? You really just don't care.
He don't.
I love the fact that I feel like the slap was a little overacted. I feel like Kanan did too much. He didn't have to fall to the floor. I was like, bro, you could have been like...
I don't think he's ever been slapped. I don't think he's ever been hit by his mom, truthfully. I feel like he hockey could have been surprised by that.
Yeah, but it's the fact that you literally was just doing chin-ups and you mama slap you and you hit the ground. Like, what? This ain't Tyler Perry, bro. You ain't gotta go that hard. You ain't gotta go that hard, my guy. You ain't got to.
Hey, I fuck with the shit. I fuck with him falling down and all that shit. I fuck with it, man. I think we already talked about everything. We talked about the Joaquin scene. We talked about Linda. We talked about almost everything, bro.
Blaine. Are they gonna do you feel like Rock is gonna actually she's still mad at Kanan? Well, nah, because I feel like Kanan finna give damn near everybody the middle finger. But do you feel like Rock is gonna use that gas station idea anytime soon when her and Mark actually mend that relationship back?
For sure. Because that's the most productive way to get money. And I think Kanan was trying to tell her that, but she was too far gone. She was too mad to actually listen to what he was saying at that point. But it's the best way to get money. We're serving the white folks. We're away from the city for real. We just don't use our people. We continue to use people that's from there and they can just get picked up, but it's not connected to us at all. But we're continuing to rack in more money because we're selling the white folks. I think that's going to be the move moving forward, bro. Because it's genius, honestly.
That might be what she was talking about when she said she got some revolutionary shit. Maybe she finally gonna use Kanan's idea. Kanan just ain't gonna be a part
of it. No, because she's been saying this shit the last couple episodes, though, bro, that she was changing the game. And she didn't know about the gas station shit last episode. True, so I'm like, it has to be involving something else. So hopefully, we're gonna find out next episode what she's talking about. Hopefully, but at this point, I'm still unclear.
I mean, shit, I don't know, bro. It's like, I understand selling crack is more efficient with getting money, but they don't ever show them, like, actually, like, selling cocaine, like, pure cocaine in these instances. I feel like
you don't make as much money. But you only get money off cocaine, like, wholesale. You only get good money off cocaine wholesale. Like, selling that shit, like, in packs, you're not going to get money. You're going to get more bang for your buck with crack. That's why niggas put everything in that crack so they can really step on the shit and just give it out to the crackheads. But selling pure cocaine, like, nah. It's not the best bang for your buck. That's why niggas stick to crack.
True.
Leave that for the white folks, for real. I just wanted to talk about the last scene, too, when Warrell shot up Neek's spot and Marv came through and saved him. That shit kind of high-key felt a little too TV-ish, that nigga pulls up at the perfect moment when they shooting up their brother crib. Because we just seen them niggas beefing for the past two episodes, for real. Like, they had animosity. They really wasn't beefing, but they had that brotherly animosity. Like, and he ended up saying during this episode, like, man, Lou might be the person to knock me off for some shit. He said that this episode, but then we see him riding past Lou's house. I'm like, the fuck?
But
like, that shit was so...
He was supposed to, remember Rock told him, make sure you get whatever stash shit you got left and put it in.
Oh, that's true.
He might have had some shit stashed over at Lou place, and he was probably headed over there to get it so he can put it wherever Rock told him to put it. And then that that's how he was so able to pull up at the right moment.
That would make sense. That would make sense. I like that point. And I loved how Footsteps in the Dark was such a perfect song for that moment, my nigga. Because you see, he played it when he was in the house at first. He was vibing. And then they continued to play it when Neek then was hopping out, Warrell was popping out. I was like, that's fire, my nigga. Because he didn't even know they was coming. Footsteps in the Dark. That was fire, bro. Man.
I think it's weird. I don't know if it's weird or if it's just that's how it was in the times, but I've never seen situations where, you know, like the big drug dealers and the, you know, the head niggas, like they have houses in these regular neighborhoods with everybody else. It's like Lou's house was in a regular neighborhood around regular people and everything. Yeah. When it's like, you're one of the three head people of this drug organization, I'm expecting you to have like an off-site living location to where it's like, you'll see some shit coming from like a mile away damn near.
But I hockey think that makes you more of a target when you're put up in those houses, maybe. And maybe you're safer when you're just in a regular house. Both aren't safe, honestly, because you're more accessible when you're in the houses that they're in at this point. But maybe you're more of a target because it's like, damn, you got all this money. Like, you're more of a target because niggas know you got money now. But when you ducked off for real, it's like, so you can be anything. Like, you can lie and say you don't do what everybody else knows you do. Maybe that's something. Maybe that's got something involved with it. I don't know.
But if he stays alive, he might be able to do some shit like that now that he in the music shit.
Well, I was about to say that. Because Lou not coming back to the game, bro. I don't think Lou coming back. After this shit? Why? Why? I risked my life for y'all niggas. I'm not coming back.
Just straight music. Straight music.
And I think that's gonna play with Joaquin as well, because I think Joaquin is going to accept the deal from Rock. Eventually she's going to tell him what she means by that, and she's going to have a good answer to what he's asking, and he's going to give her some of his men. So it's like, you can have these men to run the organization because we know you low at this point. And then that's how she also runs the operation. But honestly, it's hockey a bad thing too, because he knows everything that you're doing, so he hockey has a lot of control because he knows a lot. So he can high-key knock you off and still everything can be moving like nothing happened.
And he ain't hurting for no product. And he's a head honcho himself. So it's like, you're kind of asking him to be a part of something you're doing when he the head of his own shit. So like you said, he has info on you. He has a little bit more leverage than you. It's just, you got my cousin out of a very bad domestic relationship, and I kind of owe my cousin, you know what I'm saying? So it's, well, I owe you because you helped my cousin out of that situation. So
yeah, and that's it. But I feel like season two, that's going to be something where it's like, we're going to see beef. Even though I'm supplying you with so much shit, maybe this revolutionary shit is going to be so revolutionary that like Joaquin wants to take over himself. Like, he doesn't want to give her a cut of what's going on. Like, shit, I want to run this shit myself. It's making so much money. It's so different from what everybody else is doing. He could high key be an enemy in season two and not just a supplier. I wouldn't be surprised by that. And because it would give us a different vibe as well, because we already seen like the gang against gang shit. It's like, we're moving up in levels now. If we're not going to get Kanan and Ghost, all right, okay, let's get Joaquin and what they got going on over here versus Rock. That can be something interesting that I would like to see for season two, because yeah, whoever commented that blew the fuck out of me, dog, because I really wanted to see Kanan and Ghost next season, but we ain't gonna get it. I read a couple of articles. They said that shit ain't happening for a couple more seasons, so it's like, we gotta sit on it.
I don't know, because I don't know, bro. I feel like you have to continue to build with Kanan in some kind of
way. That's why I feel the same way.
it may not be necessarily Kanan and Ghost teaming up, but we might get Ghost in certain ways. Or they might throw you know, little hints out there that, hey, like, it's this new kid on the block, like, he been taking over, blah blah blah. And they never really give away his name, but it's like, you know, they're talking about Ghost damn near.
But the thing about Ghost was so young, like, they would have to high-key do like a fast forward through time, like 6 years, and when Ghost is like 16 or something. Because Kanan was always older than than Ghost. Like, he was like the big brother to Tommy and Ghost. So it is definitely an age difference between the two, but I just wish they just fast forward in time and give us like, oh, in 1997, now we're here, we see Kanan older. It's like, okay, now we're moving different now. We got some experience under our belt. Now we see Ghost and all this shit. Now we clicked up for real. I would like to see that. But I think they're trying to high-key steer the show so Patina Miller or Rock can be the star in it and yeah, not Kanan. Like, I want that. I think they want that to kind of be pushed to like season three or something, season four, where it's like, okay, now we're transitioning to it just being Kanan. But I think they want you to focus on Patina Miller and like him actually being raised to be like the front thing, the first thing you think about.
That makes sense. So raising Kanan, not what we would have thought it would have turned into. Right, we're talking about raising Kanan. Actually, we're finna raise this nigga. Like, that's what it is. It's not really just a full story of him. So I get it.
And he's making a lot of mistakes, bro. So it's like he still has to develop his skills. Yeah. Like, because if we just get 6 years later and he this boss ass nigga, it's like, my nigga, we just seen you 6 years ago. And you wasn't this type of nigga. Like, how did you just transform into that nigga?
What happened in these 6 years?
Now we're going to ask that question. Exactly. We're going to ask that question. So it's like, yeah, you might as well give it to us, I guess. But prediction for episode 9.
I'm going to go ahead and say Neek going to die in episode 9. I don't feel like we're going to have him in episode 10 at all. I feel like episode 10 is just going to be a lot of build up for the follow-up season. So I predict Neek is going to die. I'm predicting that Lou isn't dead and he's going to be alive still. And yeah, Kanan gonna say fuck everybody and start going on his own path.
Doing what? Like selling his own shit, you mean?
Probably selling his own shit or just probably trying to be in the game with whoever else he feel like he want to be in the game with.
I don't think
it'll be the start of it. I don't think it'll all come together, but I feel like you'll see he's trying to go on his own path starting in episode 9.
He would have to start recruiting. If it goes down that path, he would have to start recruiting then, because I don't know who else he would like high key to be his mentor, because it isn't going to be Marvin, it isn't going to be Rock. So it's like, who's going to be your OG in this situation? Because you can't do this shit on your own, especially after all the mistakes you have done. So it's like, is he finally going to listen to Rock and actually just sit still and just listen to what the fuck she says? But at the same time, you killed my man and I high key don't fuck with you right now. So it's like, I don't know what this man is going to do.
And you prayed with me and his mama after you did it.
That's the most fucked up part about this shit too, right? That's probably what he was thinking about in the back of his head. Like, you was praying with me and his mama like that? Saying the Lord's Prayer? Like, that's
you
crazy,
led the prayer.
Bro.
Like, you were the one praying. Like, come on, bro.
Crazy, bro. But I got Juke talks to the deputy. We've seen it in the previews, but I think she gives them information on the war. And the deputy actually gets a jump on that and like actually gets between before it gets too far. I think we're going to see a lot of drug action where like gang, you know what I'm saying, violence like between the two, because you hit Lou. Like, we have to get revenge on y'all niggas at some point. So Worrell could be somebody that dies. Somebody else from Neek crew could end up dying. But I don't think Neek dies in episode 9. What about Howard? What do I feel about Howard? Well, he talked to Kanan next episode.
He has to at this point.
He has to. Like, stop dragging it out. He talks to Kanan next episode, and we actually find out what the fuck this revolution is, because I'm dying to hear what the fuck it is, if it's not this apartment shit.
Because this episode was 57 minutes, so I feel like episode 9 is going to be an hour, and I feel like episode 10 damn near might be an hour, 10 minutes, some shit, like some real long shit. I feel like it'll be like that.
I will fuck with it, bro. I will fuck with it. You got anything else?
Nah, that's it.
All right, bro. You can hit it with the social media.
You can follow us on Twitter at QE Podcast 1. You can follow us on Instagram at QANDE Podcast. You can follow and like our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube at QANDE Podcast. And our Gmail is QANDEPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and subscribe to all of our podcast platforms on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Subscribe to the YouTube Q and Sign E Podcast. Once again, we appreciate all the support that we're getting on these videos for Raising Kanan. Continue to support. Continue to comment. Let us know your theories, man. Let us know what's going down with Neek's jacket? Why did Lou take that? What's going on with Rock? What's this revolution she talking about? What's next for Kanan, and what are we getting for season two? Let us know what you guys feel moving forward, and subscribe to my YouTube, Quincy Hicks, man. And we appreciate you guys for listening, and we out. Peace.
If I do this for you, I get a pass, detective. I'm not gonna lie to you no more, Kanan. You deserve the truth.
You're in danger. All you police are.
Why are you telling me?
I just don't want nobody else to get hurt.
What's next?
Revolution.